Good morning. It's currently 8:07. I'm your host, DJ Dandy B, better known as Navy Petty Officer Brandy Nuzzi. So I have Grace in the studio with me this morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing so good this morning. I'm so happy to be here with you this morning.
Yes. I'm just so happy to see your smiling face. And it's always such a joy to have you in the studio with me. And so, of course, we always got to start the hour really fun. And so I've got to ask you our question of the day, which is what's a song that you would permanently delete out of existence?
So there's quite a few songs that I don't like, but the first artist and song that hit me was Train. I am not a fan of that group, of that band at all. And that song, Hey Soul Sister, it just really gets me.
I know. I mean, working on the radio and, you know, people are like, I'm sure you absolutely love it. I do love my job. But then we were just talking about, there's just some songs you hear like over and over and over.
Yes.
Like we said, Morgan Wallen, like he was okay at first. People like go crazy over him, but I just can't get on board.
I agree with you, Brandy. Yeah, totally. I think maybe Train, that Hey Soul Sister was one of those songs that was very like pushed out there rapidly all the time, push, push, push. And it's just a song that I cannot listen to.
I know. All right. I do want you to stay tuned. We're going to hear more from Grace when we come back after this. We're going to listen to her least favorite song, Hey Soul Sister.
You're welcome, Sigonella.
Yeah, we've got to have a little bit of fun with it. But you are listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you, America's best. I am back with Grace, and we're going to be talking about some of the youth sports that are coming up. So I want to hear a little bit more about it. I know parents get really excited for their kids to participate in our community.
Yeah, totally. So I know we're in soccer season right now, but we already have open registration for fall flag football and outdoor cheer season, which is going to be so exciting. This is another really popular youth sport. The season will be from October 21st and December 19th, and registration will be available at the youth complex in Marini Tuesdays and through Thursdays from 10:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And also we're going to open a registration on Saturday, September 27th from 8 to 11:30 a.m. Just remember, if you can't make your way to the youth complex, you can always send in your email, your registration via email to nassigonellacypinformation@us.navy.mil. Just remember, you can always find that information, contact information, and email on our Facebook page and on our website. And just remember, you can always call the youth complex with any questions. They're always available to talk to you.
Yeah, and I was going to say, during the town hall, you know, it was mentioned that, you know, these things fill up pretty quickly too. Like
absolutely,
the sports, they're really popular. So it's something that we really want to push out to all of you parents so that you can get your kiddos registered and ready for the season. It's like one season starts, ends, and it's like everything just happens so quickly.
Yeah, there's so many sports to fill in for just 365 days of the year. So yeah, please do not wait to get your registration in. Audrey, she does an amazing job as our youth sports coordinator to get everybody play and on a team, but sometimes it just gets too full. So do not wait. Get your registration in as soon as possible.
All right. And this next event, I'm really interested in hearing about because I would find myself pretty average. I don't know, maybe at volley.
You're more than average in general, Brandy. But
but yeah, like I'm really interested to hear about this league because actually my ex-boyfriend when I was in high school was a big part of a league.
Oh,
so fun. I felt like a lot of pressure to do good at bowling, but
okay.
I can maybe bowl over 100. That's it.
Yeah.
But anyway, tell us about the league.
Yeah, so we have been promoting this Average Joe's Bowling League for a while now, and it's almost here. September 20th is when the league kicks off. So you guys have to sign up your teams now. It's going to be so much fun. That league will run all the way till October 11th, and it's on Friday night, so you can spend your Friday night at the bowling alley from 7 to 9:30 p.m. All ages are welcome, too. So if you have younger kids that want to participate or older, or any age at all, you can join. It's just $200 per team for the league, and shoes are included. You'll enjoy 4 weeks of bowling fun, including individual prizes for the top three finishing teams, as well as a championship party with food and beverages on the final night. So just remember, there is a maximum team of, there's only eight maximum teams. So make sure that you get your registration in ASAP. That deadline is the beginning of the day, September 20th.
Yeah, again, another fun sporting event, you know, something that people can really get involved in, because I find myself like on Fridays, like sometimes, what am I going to do, right?
Yeah.
And so this could be that thing where it's the end of the work week and you just have something to look forward to.
And our bowling alley is so nice, so newly renovated, so many things happening in there. It's a great way to spend your Friday night.
Yeah, and we're going to hear more from Grace right after this. Here is Tequila on 105.9.
Thank God I do.
All right, I am back with Grace, and we're going to be talking more MWR events, and we've got another wonderful bowling one coming up. So can you tell me a little bit about what Red Pin Bowling really is?
Yeah.
I haven't heard of this one.
I know, I had not either, and it's really cool, and actually this is a pretty old game, something that has been around for a long time. So Red Pin Bowling is a special game that includes one red colored pin per lane that is placed randomly each frame, and when the red pin lands front and center at the beginning of a turn, you'll simply roll a strike to win fun prizes. So it's a random draw of this red pin. It's going to be so fun. So we're doing this red pin bowling at Spare Time this Friday, September 13th from 1:30 to 10, and all agents are welcome. So throughout the whole day, you can play this red pin bowling. Be sure to let the staff know when there's a red pin at the front before you bowl your next strike, so you'll count for the prize, and it'll just be a lot of fun. So play this traditional red pin bowling game.
You know, and I actually can bowl some strikes. I feel like, though, if I saw that red pin, I would get extremely nervous and throw the ball into the gutter. Not on purpose, but, you know, it happens. But
yeah.
That sounds so fun. That actually also sounds like a great team building event, too.
Absolutely.
Like, you could take your entire work and go red pin bowling during lunch or something.
Yeah, or Friday night, the bowling alley is open till 10, so you can play red pin bowling all night long. It'd be so fun.
Oh, and then I hope that they turn the lights down low.
Yeah.
That would make me so excited. And then one of my favorite events, you know, I've only been once to bingo.
Wow.
And I went on my birthday and lost last year.
I'm so sorry.
I still want to go back, but tell us all about the bingo. I know it's very popular here.
Yeah, I actually went last week. It was super fun. And bingo is back every Thursday. So don't fret if you missed last week. It's back this Thursday, September 12th. Doors open at 5 p.m. and the bingo game starts at 6 p.m. in the MWR chart room. It's $25 per person per package, and extra jackpot cards are available for $10 each. Bingo is for ages 18 and up, please. No children are allowed. You can try your luck with 9 regular games with a $100 payout each, and a jackpot game that starts at $2,500 and goes at $500 each week that no one wins. So this week will be $3,000 for the jackpot.
I don't even know what I would do with $3,000. And, you know, some people will be like, that's not that much money. But for somebody like me.
Yeah, no, it is a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. Maybe I'd probably travel. I'm not going to lie.
There you go. You can do a lot with $3,000.
I know.
So just remember, guys, that Connections Bar is always open during bingo. So if you'd like to grab a drink while you play, you're more than welcome to. And that is where you buy your bingo packages.
Yes, perfect. And I do want y'all to stay tuned. We've got a couple more events from MWR right after this. All right, we are back, and we've got the last couple things to talk about. And I've never been to the 5-6-H Lounge, but I've always been interested in this next class that you're going to be talking about, just because I like to dance.
Yeah, so our 5-6-8 Lounge is so nice, Brandy. You have to stop by. Newly renovated, so chic. And this whole weekend, actually, we have two different events going on. So Latin dance lessons will be on Friday night, the 13th, from 8:30 to 10 p.m., and then 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., where you'll dance and pretty much take your practicing, your lessons, and turn that into a full night of just so much fun. And then we're going to have a funk and soul night with DJ Mission Creep Saturday night, which is going to be awesome. The 14th from 7 to 11 p.m. You'll take a step back in time and submerse yourself in the nostalgic allure of funks and soul. Oh, man.
I mean,
that sounds
awesome. Like something for DJ EJ. Where's she at?
Yeah,
I know she would really love that event.
And this is our first time hosting DJ Mission Creep. So you guys go out and show him some support because he is so awesome. And just remember also these 568 lounge events are 18 only and they're free. So all you have to do is show up, have a great time, get a drink at the bar and listen to this music, dance the night away, learn how to salsa. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. And you know, DJ Mission Creep, I just got to give you a shout out because your name is pretty epic. I mean, yeah. I love my DJ name, but that name alone makes me feel like I have to come to your event, you know?
Ben,
like,
I hope you're listening.
Yeah, that's absolutely amazing. And then this next event, this one is great because it, you know, it happened last year and I know you guys had a great turnout. And so tell our families what they can expect coming up.
Yeah, MWR is super excited about another year of Great Navy Campout. We've been talking about this on the radio and been pushing the marketing all around base, and signups are still happening. And the actual campout is going to be Saturday, September 28th, and roll into the morning of Sunday, September 29th. So it'll start at 3 p.m. on Saturday and continue until 9 a.m. on Sunday. And it'll be at the Maranai Soccer Field. So literally in a lot of people's backyards. We're going to be providing food, games, live demonstrations, information sessions, a s'more station, movie on the lawn, and a lot of other things that are coming your way. So stay tuned. You can bring your own tent and own camping gear along to set up. And then if you don't have a tent, you can always contact Community Recreation and see. They have a limited quantity of tents and sleeping bags and such for you to rent. So if you're interested, please give them a call. You'll reserve your items with them. And then remember, this is a free event. All we want you to do is show up and have a great time. All ages are welcome. Just please remember that children must remain with their parents or guardian age 18 and up at all times during the event and may not be left unattended. Again, make sure you register for this event. You can find the registration QR code on any of our marketing in the preview magazine on our website, or you can just call Community Recreation to sign up.
And you know, I love s'mores. Like, I'm obsessed. Like, I mean,
they were so good last year.
Like, how can you not have like a camp out too without s'mores? I feel like it just makes it feel like nostalgic, truly.
Yeah, it's a great event. The 200 plus people we had last year at the event had a blast. I was personally there the entire evening and it is so much fun. You really don't want to miss out on it.
I love that. And I just wanted to say thank you so much for coming and hanging out with me this hour.
Thank you, Brandy. It was such a pleasure. I'm so happy to be here with you as always.
And you know, I hope you have the most wonderful day.
You as well. Thank you.
All right. Here's Work by Rihanna.